96.1 MyFM presents Seeds of Success, highlighting our local agricultural sector. Today I have with me a pair of young farmers who just recently set up in the Renfrew area looking to bring back a once popular horse breed. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourselves?
I'm Martha Larkin.
And I'm Mark Rowe.
And we co-own Largo Farms, which is a first generation Canadian horse breeders, as well as a Highland cattle farm.
And take us through what the goal for Largo Farms is.
Our goal on the equestrian side is specifically the Canadian horse breed. So it's an endangered breed. And our goal really is just to have a small breeding program focusing on Canadians.
We really chose the Canadian horse because not only is it Canada's national horse, but also because it is endangered. And a lot of Canadians don't even know that this horse exists. The Canadian is really special to me in particular because I started riding when I was about 6 years old at a farm just outside of Pakenham called Gullydale Farms, and they actually bred Canadian horses there. And then when I was 10, my parents got me my first horse. Her name was Magic, and I had her until actually when I met Mark at the University of Guelph, and then I sold her when I was off at school to a young girl that I was teaching riding lessons to at the time. So that was pretty special to have her move on to someone that I'd known for a number of years.
So it's safe to say that you have a lot of experience with this breed of horse. What kind of characteristics does a Canadian horse have?
They're extremely versatile. They can do really any discipline. People don't realize that they can do, you know, mounted archery work. The girl that I sold Magic to does dressage with her currently. They're driving horses. People use them in carts and eventing, fox hunting. The list goes on. And not only that, but the Canadian horse is super adaptable to our climate here in Canada. So they rarely need blanketing, and they're renowned for their tough feet and just super easy keepers. So they're perfect for anyone who really wants to just get into owning a horse for their family, for their kids, or anyone who's even like I said, doing maybe bigger equestrian work like eventing.
It's kind of odd to see an animal that's a jack of all trades be in the position that the Canadian horse breed is. Why is it endangered?
They're a historic breed. So they came to Canada in the early 1600s from France, actually, from King Louis. And back then, they became nicknamed as the little iron horse. Because like you said, that they're very versatile, and they actually were used in very popular war horses. So they were shipped to the U.S. for the American Civil War, to South Africa for the Boer War, and to Europe for World War One. And between all of this is what I guess led to their almost extinction at the time. And since then, it's just been small breeders like ourselves who are trying to really promote the breed and get those numbers back up.
So from the horse itself to the farm, what would success look like for Largo Farms, say 5 to 10 years down the line?
So I think a success for us, obviously, would be to be putting foals on the ground and having them go to good homes. Number two is we're focused on other heritage breeds as well that we believe are a good fit for our climate. So we have the Highland beef cattle, which for us, the reason that we have those is they do really well on grass, and they can be finished on grass, as opposed to a larger breed like Angus, for example, which basically have to be finished at a feedlot. So essentially, we're focusing on niche historic breeds that are well suited for our climate. So goal for us is really sell the horses locally, have people fall in love with them the way that Martha fell in love with them.
I think that's exactly it. So it's just making other people aware of the breed and understanding that Canada does have a national horse, and it's amazing and it can do so many things. And they don't have to go and get one of these other breeds that are extremely well known for good reason, but the Canadian horse can do just as much.
And as I understand it, the work is already well underway. You have a foal that is on the way soon, right?
She's not on the ground yet, but she is in utero. One of our mares is pregnant currently. The gestational period for horses is 11 months, pretty long. But she'll be due at the end of March in 2024. And that'll be the first horse that we have on farm born, which is pretty exciting. the number of mares that are actually in reproductive age, according to the Canadian Horse Breeders Association reports for 2022, is actually under 2,500 left in the breed. So every foal matters, every mare matters. We're just trying to do a little part in encouraging this breed to stick around.
And this is something that's pretty exciting for us too, because it does take quite a bit of time to get going, just being that there are so few that are out there. So for us, it's we purchased one mare, and for the rest, we purchased Jen Philly. So Martha purchased one before it even hit the ground, and then she purchased another one when it was just born. And the reason for that is it's just hard to get good quality breeding mares. So we're really focused in on picking animals that have really good conformation. And then the other thing that we're focused on is a very low inbreed coefficient. In order to do that, it takes time to find the right animals. For us to have the first one hitting the ground next year is pretty exciting, and hopefully we just continue to build some momentum from there.
Well, all right, the first foal of hopefully many for Largrove Farms on the way. We've been speaking with Martha Larkin and Mark Groen of Largrove Farms, looking to bring niche breeds back from the brink, including Canada's National Horse. Thank you both for taking time out of your day.
Well, thank you so much for reaching out to us, Casey. It was great talking to you.
And remember, you can listen to all of our Seeds of Success stories at renfrewtoday.ca. I'm Casey Egan. Thanks for listening.